60 minutes past 10. Now, at the back end of last year, we ran an exclusive report here on BBC Radio York about how inmates at Full Sutton Prison were working full-time to help the jail pay for itself at a time when the government's got very tight budgets. The prisoners get paid around £12 or £13 a week, that sort of area. But one man who says that is simply not enough to pay a prisoner is a former prisoner himself from Full Sutton. He got in touch with us and wanted to say his piece. Peter Wood was given 16 years in jail for the supply of £3 million worth of drugs. He pleaded not guilty, but he did serve 8 years of his sentence. He's been telling me about his impressions of life inside.
It's very basic. You do not very little all day. You're not. There's no work. You can't earn any money. It's just like an eight-year lie down. That's the way sort of I looked at it. And most of them, most inmates that I know look at it that way. Because there's nothing to do. You can't do anything in there. You can't adjust your life. You can't prepare for the outside. You can't do anything. You've just got it. It's just days ticking away, and that's it.
Part of your prison sentence, you served in a prison here in North Yorkshire.
Yes.
Tell me about Full Sutton.
Well, it's just like starting with the education, it's just a joke. I mean, there's just people that are going to education. They're just not getting educated, and it's not happening. Then it's not up to scratch. They haven't moved forward with the time. You know, there's people requiring laptops and one thing and another to do work on, and you just can't get them. They're 5 years, 6 years behind.
There may be people listening to this thinking, well, hang on a minute, I'd like a laptop, I'd like access to that kind of education, I'd like my kids to have more IT equipment at school. Why should prisoners be getting it behind bars?
Well, because it helps with the rehabilitation, for one, and I would have bought my own. It's just that they stop anything like that. You know, they seem to get you through the gate and it sort of decide you've had your brain removed and you can't do anything from that day on. I was willing to pay for everything, university courses or whatever. They're just not accessible anymore.
How important is a feature like education to life behind bars?
Well, I don't look at it as going to education. I don't think you should go. I reckon it should be on the wing already. You shouldn't have to go somewhere every day. It should be with you in your cell, because we've got the capabilities nowadays, i.e. little laptops, or there should be places on the wings. We don't need staff to go down there, because when we're going up from all the wings, what happens is everybody goes down there and they just end up chatting broken biscuits all day because they haven't seen each other for a week or two, you know. It's just like a social event.
I'm really puzzled by that, because I would have thought if a prison was going to the trouble of saying that it ran educational courses within prison, that it would make every effort to make it as good as it could possibly be, and you're painting a very negative picture of it.
They're not interested. They don't care whether you get a qualification or not. It's just a box ticking. They just tick the box. They've provided something. They don't care how much it costs. They don't care what they're getting. There's no analyst for cost and benefit, because there's very little benefit and it's a huge cost.
How is it failing? I'm still trying to get to grips with it. I want you to take us inside prison. Let's imagine, you know, it's an average day in prison and it's one of your days for education. What would actually happen?
We'll go down there.
What sort of time of day?
8:30.
OK.
And you sit around there. I mean, odd people work, and they work like a snail's pace, and most of them just sit around talking for 6 hours.
And what are you meant to be doing? What's supposedly the structure of the day?
They're meant to be doing, like, a computer course, or they'll go on a cooking course or something like that. Well, then some of them are doing 30 years. They don't need to a cooking course, do they? They could do that on the wing, they're cooking every day. It's ridiculous that they've got an actual class for it, especially when most of them are, like, obese. So, you know, what's the point in it, you know? They could do that on the wing. They should stop. They should shut the kitchens down and make the prisoners feed themselves. That's what they want. They want to get up in the morning and do their own preparation for their own meals. They don't want to be having prison officers on 30 grand a year handing apples out at dinner time or break times or loaves of bread. They don't want that.
Aside from the cooking business and the kitchen business, when you're talking about learning some IT skills so that they're useful when you get out of prison, do you think that people are, in a place like Full Sutton, are they actually learning stuff that's going to be of use the day their sentence comes to an end?
Very little. You're 5 years behind. I mean, I've come out now, and on that Windows 10 or whatever it is, I'm bamboozled by it. I was on Windows 5. It's now 2013.
Why do you think that the prison service, in your opinion anyway, is content to serve up in this case, a second-rate education to prisoners?
Because the idea of prison is just to get you behind the door and that's it. Really, they're getting paid for opening and unlocking the doors. And anything in between is just not happening.
So what needs to happen then? Does the prison service need to commit more to this or give up on it?
They want to stop it straight away. So just stop it straight away.
Really? Because, I mean, that would be self-defeating because, you know, prisoners...
No, it wouldn't. No, that would be the best thing that could happen. They'd stop it and leave them on the wings where they could have a little room they can go in, you know, on a voluntary basis. A lot of them aren't getting out anyway. What are you training them for? They're in there for 30 years and 25 years. I mean, I was one of the few that was getting out.
One thing that Full Sutton has talked about recently, Peter, is the workshops and the idea of prisoners actually doing something useful behind bars that helps them pay for their keep, something productive that contributes to the upkeep of the prison.
Do you think prisoners are going to work for 12 quid a week? It's not happening, mate. I wouldn't do anything for 12 quid. I wouldn't do it at gunpoint. I'm not working for 12 quid. Simple. And they aren't neither.
Is that not part of your sentence, though, that you actually go and work, that you
No, it's not part of my sentence at all. My sentence is to protect the public. Once I'm behind that bar, the public are protected. They all should be working, but they're not working for £12 a week. You wouldn't get them to work for £12. You're in cuckoo land.
How much have you got to give someone who's behind bars, who's got nothing else to look forward to? How much have you got to give them?
200 quid. Because, listen,
Do you know what the reaction of society would be, Peter, if you... You know, 200 quid is regarded as quite a good living wage for people on the outside.
Listen, they spend every penny of it. It goes back into society. And they're going to get taxed at 40%. So the 200 quid is down to 160 straight away. And they'll spend that and they'll send it home or whatever so they could knock some off the dole money that their partners are getting or whatever.
So the deal for getting prisoners working then is...
They want a proper wage. Just because they're in jail, they're not going to work for peanuts.
Even if someone says, I'm sorry, mate, you're behind bars, that's your job, get on with it.
Yeah, they wouldn't be getting me doing it. I didn't do it in 8 years. I didn't work. I wouldn't be working for £12 a week.
What I'm puzzled by, and people listening to this will be puzzled by, is that you seem to think that you have the choice. And people have the idea, rightly or wrongly, and you're going to explain, hopefully, having had the experience that most of us haven't, that you can decide that for yourself. And I think most people are of the opinion that if you're a prisoner, you get told what you'll do, and the fact that you're paid for it at all, you're blooming lucky.
No, listen, if you'd have to have 500 staff in there. What they're going to do. They're going to have to beat you every day to do it, and it ain't happening.
What sort of activities, when it comes to work, are prisoners engaging in? And is genuinely productive, useful work?
No, they're making T-shirts and underpants and silly things like that for other prisons that use them once, and then they just get thrown out in bins. It's just like a never-ending circle.
We have an idea. And, I mean, you've seen it from the inside, so you can tell us. But I think many of us have the idea that actually some variety to your day as a prisoner would be something that you would welcome.
Yes. Not working for £12 a week. I certainly wouldn't welcome that.
Is it the reward? Is it the amount of the amount of money that you're being paid? Because I think a lot of people will think that, you know, something to break up the boredom, whether you're paid or not. And as I said before, I think some people think you shouldn't even be paid in the first place.
Well, but, that's their opinion. I mean, the people thought that 150 years ago when slaves, didn't they? What's the difference? What, are you trying to bring slavery back?
You call it slavery, but...
Well, that's what it is, isn't it? Would you work for 12 quid a week?
Well, hang on. In the outside world, people are working to put a roof over their head, to put food on the plates, to keep the heating on, and all the rest of it.
Exactly.
And the argument goes that if you're in prison and you've got lots of time on your hands, then if you can do something productive that helps to pay for the upkeep of the prison that you're living in, for the system that you're part of, then maybe you ought to do that.
I wouldn't put 10 pence into that system. Why would I pay into a system that's broken?
Peter Wood. Former prisoner.